Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. These are our favorite conversations. I usually go get the ice cream, and I'm wild about the butterscotch ripple right now. I've eaten. If I brought it up, you'd say, Ness, you're gaining weight, because I've eaten some ice cream here this the last week or two. But it does melt, so I'm just going to bring the scooper on and have everybody know that I do have the butterscotch ripple, but I don't want it melting. It's the spring season. It's a seasonal. Who knows if I can get it again, like eggnog. Hannah Grotti is here. She is our defending champion from our friends at Wise Markets and our Wise Conversations. We had Alyssa on last week talking all things Easter, and we had a real debate about Peeps and about hollow chocolate. I've never been a Peeps guy, maybe a one Peep, but not like a whole pack of them. Yeah, it's a little bit too much marshmallow, a little too much sugar for me. Where do you stand on the Peep thing, Hannah?
Oh, I'm team Peep.
Are you?
I'm team Peep, and I get a lot of hate for it too, because I know it's like there's definitely like a you hate them or you love them.
Maybe with like a coffee or a hot chocolate or something, I would be. But just to sit and chunk Peeps, it's a little marshmallowy for me. You know, it's tough. You know.
Well, have you ever done like s'mores Peeps? I've seen people where if you have like a gas stove, since there's like sugar, like over the marshmallow.
Won't that create like a weird pink, blue blob? I mean, won't the coloring in the Peeps? Won't that make yellow, canary yellow? It's a little weird, right?
I don't know.
It sounds tasty. Put dark chocolate in there and some graham crackers. I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you kind of brulee like the marshmallow. So there's kind of like a little like crispy shell.
Caramelization.
Yeah. Right. And people say how like it kind of changes the flavor of the actual marshmallow.
Well, that sounds already appealing.
Or, I mean, my mom is an elementary school teacher, and she always did like the s'mores, the Peep s'mores. But, you know, since there's you don't have a gas stove in an elementary school, so you just pop them in the microwave. And I mean, it works either way.
So listen, my family, we were a big Christmas family. We weren't the biggest Easter family. Like there was a basket. The bunny would show up and scare me once in a while. My dad and I would do eggs. You know what I mean? Like trying to create. Yeah. And we'd sit and eat eggs for 2 weeks after we hard boiled them. You guys got lots of stuff. And I guess in the modern era where I don't have children, my son's 37, or grandchildren, to like do kids basket stuff. There's just all sorts of stuff that you guys do for such people. And there are some threats that my son may be grandchilding at some point. So I am like sort of taking some notes on what I'm going to have to do here in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we have everything, you know, like what you just said, we have everything from, you know, Easter goodies for your Easter baskets. We actually do have Easter baskets too. If you kind of want to update, you know, the old Easter baskets are looking a little bit rickety. You need something new. We have options as well. We have like the little Easter, you know, the little plastic Easter eggs. If you want to kind of put together your own Easter egg hunt.
I always like the cellophane over the whole thing. You'd have to pull the cellophane off but the hollow chocolates, man, my family, I don't know. We weren't poor, but I always thought like, why are you giving me hollow chocolate? I don't want hollow. You bite the ear and then you look inside the little bunny.
And everything just falls apart.
Yeah. Or if it melts, oh my God, if you hold it wrong, you just wear it, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I always grew up with like the solid chocolate bunnies or like I was never a big Cadbury cream egg. I love the Cadbury caramel eggs.
See, we have a thing here called Mary Sue. So anybody in Baltimore would know Mary Sue Easter eggs, Mary Sue Easter, brighten your Easter parade. So we all know, you know, here we had those. And like as a Cub Scout, we sold them at Easter time and did all of that. But the Easter thing, when I come, I was in Wise this week. I had picked up some strawberries. I need some raspberries. You know, you guys do it up in there. I mean, every season I talk to Rob Santoni, whether it's Valentine's, St. Patrick's, but Easter, this is one of the big ones. Wise.
Yeah. I mean, we always say we want our customers to shop around without shopping around. So I know like there are certain stores where you just find like one aisle of seasonal deals. You're going to find it everywhere at your local Wise Markets. I mean, you can just go up and down the aisles, and that's where you can find the best seasonal Easter deals.
I was challenged last week originally by you because I had you on a live segment and I did not know my password for my Wise app. Okay. So you remember this. So we were wondering whether I had enough points for a ham back at Christmas time. And it turned out I was a little short. I have all my points and my Wise and my profile. Hold on, my rewards. Hold on, where's my rewards? How do I get my points? Come on now. Don't let me down here. My account, oh, my rewards. I have, there it is. It's adding it up. I have 1,174 Wise reward points. That's another button. 504 reward points.
Awesome.
That's enough for a ham.
Yeah, that's good for a free ham.
All right. Well, I'm just getting rid of the bean soup and the split pea soup from Christmas time right now. What else is going on besides chocolates at Wise right now, springtime?
We also, you know, I know we always like to shine the light on the chocolates, but a lot of people like putting together, you know, their own floral bouquets, or floral arrangements. We have plenty of options. I know tulips are hot right now.
Daffodils are out. My wife keeps pointing out the yellow daffodils all in our neighborhood. This is daffodil week.
Yes. I know. And it's so exciting. I love this time of the year when the flowers start blooming and it's nice to finally have some color after, you know, just like those dark gray winter days.
We spent a little time up in New York and in the city last weekend and just seeing all the buds. And we live in the woods now, so we're seeing the deer come out and munch on the little greens and all that. But being in a city where the cherry blossoms are out and the weather's changing, you know, 70-degree days. Easter's a little late this week. I want to remind everybody our friends at Wise Markets are here to take good care of you. Hannah Grotti joins us from time to time, as well as many of the other Wise folks up in Sunbury who visit us and still threaten the tour of the ice cream factory, which I'm putting together in conjunction with the Def Leppard Motley Crue show. So don't hold that against me up in Hershey. But Wise Markets always on the scene. Make sure you're downloading your app. Make sure you're using your rewards points. And if you're like me and you never, ever check your rewards, you look up and you find out you got $500 in free ham points here Easter week. If I don't use it now, I got to wait till Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But you can use your reward points anytime though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, once Easter's over, there's Mother's Day. We will be having some rewards coming up soon. I'll get a
prime rib for Mother's Day then.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Hannah, I know your time is short today. It's always good to visit with you. I'm sorry to bring ice cream in. If I knew we were going to do a shorter segment, I would have brought it in and just made a fool of myself. Have you tried the butterscotch ripple?
No, but I do love butterscotch.
Well, what are you waiting for? It's a season. You got to hurry. Get out there. You know?
I know.
Alyssa told me that they stock the corporate freezer at your office with Wise ice cream.
Yes, they do.
That is dangerous.
It is. It really is.
Well, I highly recommend the butterscotch ripple while it's out. I am going to be the guy like demanding that become an annual, not just the seasonal, because I think it's the best flavor I've had of Wise Supermarket ice cream. So make sure you get out to Wise Markets and support our friends. You can also get the rewards. You also can shop online, which I am guilty of never doing because I like squeezing my tomatoes and seeing my lettuce. And I even like just walking the aisles and seeing new products. But at any time, you can shop. And I had a great Alyssa gave me great advice last week, something I'd never thought of, that on the app, you can take the shopping list. Say I need eggs, I need milk, I need raspberries, which I always, bananas, I always need that stuff. And then if I don't feel like going today, I hit a button and it's just there waiting for me when I show up. That's pretty cool. And I'm so old that it's hard for me to comprehend that, Hannah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that we have this type of technology to help us when, you know, we have those, crazy busy days.
I always make time to get to the supermarket, but as I said to my wife, we're going to try it this way one time, just so one week I can come on the show and brag to you guys like, I did it. I ordered online. I ran out of time and everything was fine. And they picked out the perfect tomatoes for me and all that good stuff. Our friends at Wise are in the market, in the community, and out and about. I'm going to get together with Rob Santoni, talk some stuff with him as we get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour going. We are going to be in Hampstead, Greenmount Station, this Friday as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Goodwill Industries. And then up to White Marsh, G&A Coney Island Hot Dog and Crab Cake with my pal Andy, who now is taking the hot dog and the hamburger business in the front door in Highlandtown, made in a beautiful diner. If you haven't been out, From Baltimore with Love, we'll be there on the 22nd, the 27th. We're going to be with our friends at Conrad's Crabs up in Perry Hall. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour up there. Hannah, I'll be seeing you with ice cream. And the word is peach is going to be on the line by the time I get there in the summertime. So save me a scoop of peach ice cream, okay?
Yes, we will.
Hannah Grotty joins us here promoting all things Wise Markets and our friends and our partnerships and our wise conversations. Get on out. Make sure you're supporting our friends. And, you know, it's crab cake season too. Crab meat's cheap. Get on over there and see the seafood aisle as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. The wise conversations continue here at BaltimorePositive.com.